Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of high school basketball, some listening area teams in action last night. On the girls' side, Central City traveled down to Wyoming and fell to Midland 60-49. Edco had a good home effort against a ranked Class 1A Central Cater team, but fell to the Warriors 63-57, and Independence fell at home to Olwine 42-37. On the boys' side, it was Central City clipping Midland 50-47, and Edco was beaten by Central Cater 67-56. Coming up tonight, a full slate of games in the coverage area on the final night of the first half of the basketball season. Our two featured games from KMCH Sports: the West Delaware Hawks taking on the Marion Wolves. The West Delaware boys will be at Marion around 7:15, live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app, as Luke Imslin and I will take the trip down to Marion. The WD and Marion girls will hook up inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. Bill Logan and Roger Wright will have all of that play-by-play action for you on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com around 7:15. The West Delaware girls and boys bowling teams will take the short trip down to Monticello. First rolls will begin at 4 o'clock inside Legacy Lanes. Back to basketball, the first edition of the Iowa High School Athletic Association's inaugural basketball rankings were released yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Each classification features top 10 consensus-built lists as compiled by its assigned committee, which includes two former head coaches, one media member, and three association staff members. The IHSAA will use the regular season rankings as a primary tool for postseason assignments while maintaining school and geographic considerations. The new rankings follow an improved off-season recommendation to eliminate the early release of sub-state and district assignments by having the association coordinate all brackets throughout the postseason. Rankings will be released weekly from now on through the end of the season. In Class 4A, number one is Waukee Northwest. Cedar Rapids Kennedy at number two. Dubuque Senior comes in at number eight. In Class 3A, number one is Cedar Rapids Xavier. Class 2A, Central Lyon is the number one team. Number nine is Comanche. Number 10, MFL Marmac. Class 1A, Grandview Christian is one. North Lynn at number two. Bellevue, number three. And Bellevue Marquette in at number 10. The Northeast Iowa Conference announced yesterday that Waverly Shellrock will officially leave the league after the 23-24 school year. Representatives of the NEIC schools recently met with Dr. Ann Lebo, the director of the state's Board of Education, as well as mediators, the Iowa High School Athletic Association Executive Director Tom Keating and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Executive Director Gene Berger in an attempt to resolve an issue in which the five other Northeast Iowa Conference members, Charles City, Waukon, Decorah, Crestwood, and New Hampton, voted to expel WSR from the league. Waverly Shellrock's enrollment is significantly higher than the rest of the conference, and they have applied for membership to other leagues, which have been turned down. The school has agreed not to ask for an extension to NEIC membership after the 23-24 school year. Other than conference championship events, any potential new member to the conference would not be required to play Waverly Shellrock in any sport. Boys soccer will become the fifth Iowa High School Athletic Association sport to have four classifications as the Board of Control approved the addition of Class 4A ahead of the upcoming 2023 spring season. The two-time recommendation from the Soccer Advisory Committee passed to create classifications with fewer schools and closer enrollment totals for a sport that has shown consistent growth since becoming a sanctioned sport by the association back in 1994. Last season, boys soccer featured 172 participating teams across three classes, 48 in 3A, 56 in 2A, and 68 in Class 1A. The sport debuted in 1994-95 season with 79 schools. They added a second class in 1998, and that third class came in 2009 with 143 schools. Soccer had featured over 6,000 boys participants for six consecutive springs prior to the pandemic canceled 2020 season. Other sports with four classifications include baseball, basketball, cross country, golf, and track and field. For this coming season, soccer will feature Class 4A, the largest with 36 schools. The next 40 schools in Class 3A, Class 2A will have 48 schools, and all the remaining schools will be in Class 1A. Postseason schedules and assignments were also recommended for an adjustment by the advisory committee, which will be installed alongside the new classification. Similar to basketball this season, soccer will receive sub-state brackets closer to the postseason, currently planned for the week of May 8th. The sub-state assignments and pairings separately released in previous years will be bumped in favor of a later bracket, which will allow more regular season contests to factor in postseason seedings and matchups. Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball news. Senior Philip Rabracha has been named Big Ten Men's Basketball Player of the Week. The announcement was made yesterday afternoon by the Big Ten Conference. Rabracha, the 6'9", 230-pounder, had a career performance in lifting the Hawkeyes to that 106-74 win over Southeast Missouri State last Saturday night inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Rabracha registered personal best in points with 36 assists while also grabbing a game-best 9 boards and collecting 1 steal and 1 block. Rabracha missed only 1 field goal attempt as he was 12 of 13. The native of Sombor, Serbia, has been playing at an elite level this season. Over the last 3 games, Rabracha is averaging team best in points with 21, rebounds with 9, assists with nearly 5, and almost 2 blocks per game. He is shooting a staggering 81%, 25 of 31 from the field during that span. Rabracha is the second Hawkeye to earn Big Ten Weekly Honors this season. Chris Murray was named Big Ten Co-Player of the Week back on December 6th. The Hawkeyes at 8-3 overall will close out non-conference play tomorrow night against Eastern Illinois, who is 3-9. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:01 inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. It will be televised on Big Ten Plus. College football bowl season started its second week last night at Brooks Stadium in Conway, South Carolina. It was the Myrtle Beach Bowl as Marshall beat UConn 28-14. 2 contests come up today: the famous Idaho Potato Bowl at Albertson Stadium in Boise, Idaho. Eastern Michigan against San Jose State will start at 2:30. That'll be televised on ESPN. Also on ESPN tonight at 6:30, the Boca Raton Bowl as Liberty will face Toledo at the FAU Stadium in Boca Raton, Florida. Week number 15 of the National Football League wrapped up last night at Green Bay as the Packers improved their record to 6-8 with a 24-12 win over the LA Rams. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.